Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we uplift your soul and mind and spirit by teaching of God's Word.
Hi, welcome to the program. This is Pastor John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments. God bless you all. And today we're going to be looking at how Christians can go wrong into two things. One is legalism and ultra-legalism. And the second one is how they sometimes just become spiritually weak. They become timid. They become dull. And these are two different errors that happen to us because we're not quite connected to God in the right way. And I'll explain more about that as we go along. And as you look around at yourself and as other people in your church, if you're a pastor or a deacon or an elder, and you say, what's wrong with these people? What's wrong with this group over here? This is going to help you to get some perspective and to know what to do about these errors of the human spirit. Before we do that, let's pray. Father in heaven, we live in a complex world. We ask you to help us to understand it and to understand spiritual things today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the Bible, in large chunks of the New Testament, talks about a spirit of bondage, a spirit of legalism, of being held captives to rules and regulations, old myths and legends of the Jewish law, or even new ones that people have invented, forbidding marriage and forbidding the eating of certain foods, which God has blessed for all people. And this is a huge topic over and over again. And it comes with the things about circumcision, about not eating meat, about observing certain Sabbath days and so on. A strict religion bound up in rules instead of in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this orientation of over-conscientiousness, being too worried about the details. It's got to be this or got to be that. It's got to be done their way or the highway. It's a breakdown in the human spirit. See, if God's spirit speaks to our spirit, the things of God. So we have a human spirit given to us at birth that characterizes who we are and how we view the world. And sometimes that human spirit can get broken. It can get damaged. It can be traumatized. Or you can be brought up in a super strict household, as I was and as my wife was. And we can live in a world where rules are everywhere all the time. And we go to strict schools and we go into the army and rules this, rules that. And when we come into the freedom of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's hard to believe, it's hard to understand, it's hard to know what's going on. But we can end up in a very bad place spiritually. And let's have a look at what we find in the New Testament about this. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Jesus Christ. But then indeed, when you did not know God, you served those which by nature are not God's. But now after you have known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements to which you desire again to be in bondage? You observe days and months and seasons and years. I am afraid for you, lest I have labored for you in vain. There are two passages there. One is Romans 8:15 and the other is Galatians 4:6-11. There's a spirit of bondage and there's a spirit of freedom. We are not slaves to rules anymore. We are dead to the old Jewish law. We still have to be holy. But our life is not ruled by a spirit of fear. Oh, if I tread over this line, terrible things will happen to me. And we call them, the technical name for that fear is a taboo. This is taboo. You can't touch it or some dreadful curse will come upon you. There's no curses coming upon us now because the curse has been removed through Jesus Christ on the cross, and Christ has become a curse for us. So the idea that if you cross this little line, that terrible things will happen to you, that is a false belief. Now, in the pagan religions of this world, that is an extremely strong belief. I once was a missionary among the Gogodala people in the western province of Papua New Guinea. Now, before the missionaries came, the women would be spend their whole life in bamboo cages in order to avoid spirits, because they thought when they got reached a certain age that spirits would try to attack them if a dead relative died or something like this. So they walk around in these tall bamboo cages. When the missionaries came, and the spirit of fear and dread of evil spirits, taboos, and all this kind of thing went away, then they were taken out of the spirit of bondage and into the spirit of freedom, and they could live healthy, normal lives. Now, that's an extreme example, but some people have the bamboo cage not outside of them, but inside of them. It's a cage in their mind, and they're afraid of doing this wrong or doing that wrong, and their life becomes very particular. They have to do this way and this that way. It's not OCD, you know, obsessive compulsive disorder. That's a mental disorder. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the legalism. They have a rule for this and a rule for that. And when they see other people breaking those rules, they get very, very upset because they themselves are in bondage. They don't have a spirit of grace. They become legalistic and harsh. They're harsh about having quiet times. They're harsh about church attendance. They're harsh about what clothes people can wear. They're harsh about all kinds of things, and the words coming out of their mouth are often words of condemnation because they've been caught up in the spirit of fear, the spirit of bondage. And then they have to observe certain rituals to ease the fear in them. And they observe days and months and seasons and years and religious festivals and have all these regulations about Christmas and Easter and Sabbaths and new moons and all these other things that they have. And in the Greek culture, this was extensive. And if you read some of the Greek poets, there's one called Celsus, and he wrote in his opening to his poems that you're not to play the panpipes at lunchtime, at noon, because then you might disturb the god Pan who sleeps during that time, and then the god Pan will put a curse on you. And so these kind of beliefs, they're all around the place, you know, breaking a mirror, 7 years, bad luck, and things like that. People believe these and they get into bondage to them and they find their life is deeply disturbed. You are not in that situation. You are freed from the law. You're freed from curses. You're freed from hexes. You're freed from spells. You're freed from bad luck and all that kind of stuff. And you're not to go on and on in a spirit of fear because God is your friend. He has selected you for salvation. You are redeemed. He is not sitting on a cloud trying to curse you all the time if you mess up. God knows that you're going to mess up. God understands the situations of your life. God understands the fears that you have, and you can relax because God is your Abba Father. He is intimate. He loves you. He cares for you, and he wants to bless you in every part of your life. So you need to let go of the spirit of fear. You are not a slave. You are not a slave doing task after task after task to please God. You shouldn't get up in the morning and say, what can I do for God today? Of course, I'm in the ministry. I have to do that. But normal people shouldn't have to worry about that. You should just get on with life. Of course, I've got to get up and do sermons and radio programs and do all the things of ministry. And that's part of my life. But it's not a burden. It's a joy because I'm serving my Abba Father. So we need to get out of this legalistic mindset and realize that you have a good God, a good Father who loves you, and experience the spiritual freedom that comes with that. The last point I want to make is there's a spirit of timidity. This is another one of those spirits that messes us up. It says, for you have not received a spirit of timidity. You're not to be fearful. Let's look at that. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, people who have a spirit of fear within them, they're afraid of life, they're afraid of other people, they're easily bullied, and they're easily overwhelmed. Now, I tend to be like that. I tend to be oversensitive. I tend to be academic. I tend to be easily intimidated. And if I'm driving along and someone's tailgating me, I tend to get very anxious about that because I have a naturally somewhat timid personality, and I've had to overcome that. I need to not worry about what people think about me or what churches think about me or who's going to criticize my radio broadcast or who's going to criticize my sermon. I have to come out of that timidity that Timothy had. And I have to go back to 2 Timothy 1:7 and say, well, the Lord has not given me a spirit of timidity, a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Now, you may not have that problem, but a lot of people do have that problem. And they're easily bullied. They're easily pushed around. And even the devil can get into their head and their heart and make them go quiet. And the devil's plan is to silence us and to silence our opinions. And at times we need to speak up, especially in this day, in this hour, in this age. You might have to speak up in order to preserve our rights and our liberties in this wonderful country. So God's got to give you courage to do the things that you know you need to do. And we find in the book of Acts, that's exactly what they asked for in Acts chapter 4. Here's the prayer. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. So what's the opposite spirit to a spirit of timidity? Is a spirit of boldness. And you need to ask God to fill you with courage, with boldness, with faith, and to make you able to stand up for the gospel in your family and among your friends. And when the spirit of timidity is on us, it's really, really hard to share the gospel. We're afraid of what our friends will think. If we go to church, we talk about religious things. We're afraid of what our family will think. We are easily intimidated by a scowl or don't talk about that around here. And we are pushed back. And we need to instead pray with the early church for a boldness to come over us, because you're not under a spirit of fear. You're a child of God. And you will have a great reward in heaven if you stand up for Jesus. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. The old hymn, you know, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Let go forward his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. So God wants you to be strong in the faith in Christ Jesus. And you need to say, Lord, I repent of being a Timothy. I need the power of God. I need the power of the Holy Ghost. I need my human spirit to stop trembling. I need to get out of this timidity, this laziness, all the stuff that comes when we're all bound up and that kind of thing. I need my get up and go to get up and go, because sometimes your get up and go goes away completely and you don't want to get out of bed. You don't want to do anything. You're just afraid of life. If you're like that, pray with me. Lord God, fill me with the Holy Ghost and make me bold, make me strong, and give me the get up and go to get on with the gospel. And Lord God, give me this strength in Jesus' name. Amen. We've got to pray for spiritual strength in this hour. So don't be caught up in legalism, rules and regulations, and that kind of spiritual fear. And don't be caught up in the fear of man and the fear of persecution. Instead, have a spirit of boldness, strength, love, and a sound mind. And this is John Edmiston signing off. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. Please visit his website, eternityradio.org, where you can send in your prayer requests and support this worldwide Bible teaching radio ministry. Remember, eternityradio.org.